This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Joe Cravens, former Big Sky basketball coach, now Big Sky broadcaster, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1, 1310, KFK. You better listen. It's more fun than getting dirty.
It was fun. I was able to convince the UNC crew to hook us up with some interviews today. So it was cool talking to Marcus a moment ago. Another local guy played high school football in Severance. Joining us now, Dominic Butts, defensive end for the UNC Bears. Dominic, thanks so much, man, for giving us some time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Man, we've heard, you know, I do the podcast, of course, with Coach Lamb every week, and there are two things that he constantly brings up out of nowhere, and it's the offensive line and it's the defensive line, man. Both these groups, I would imagine you guys are going at it hardcore every single day. I cannot wait to see you guys in action this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very fun season this year. Both of our groups have been working for a very long time, very, very hard. So we look really well, look really good. Offensive and defensive line are at an all-time high, I would say, here.
Dominic, how would you rate, you know, the competition between the O-line? Would you say, you know, the D-line is kind of winning right now, or is it back and forth? So what's that like?
I mean, I can never admit that they're better than me, so, you know.
That's a tough one.
But to be completely honest, I think it's very back and forth. Everybody has their days. I never think that it's necessarily one of us beating the other one each day. It's always a dogfight. But it's great competition. Our offensive line is bigger than the Broncos. So
I mean, it's you guys. I was just talking about that. I'm looking at the massive. I walked down there today to watch a little bit of the O-line. Just massive dudes.
Yeah, giant human beings.
Well, it's got to make you guys better, though, right? It's that whole iron sharpens iron kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of guys that are, you know, they're big and they're fast, which is like freaky. They're like freaks of nature. But it only makes us better, and I only hope that we're making them better. So
Dominic Butts joining us, defensive end for the UNC Bears. And I had Marcus on a moment ago, but for you, I'll ask the same question, kind of like what it means to you to you played high school football right down the road, 5 minutes from where I live, dude. I mean, and now you're here in Greeley. You're going to be playing under the lights next Friday. What does that mean to you, man, to be, because you've been representing the Bears now for the last couple of years. What does that mean to you to be like that through and through Colorado dude?
It's awesome. It means a lot to me. You know, I had some other opportunities, but Northern Colorado, they were always true to me, and they've just been, I've never been happier. Like, it's not even a situation where I'm looking at the outside, looking at the other grass being greener. Like, I love it here. It's awesome. I'm around my family, and I get my family to show up to the games. I'm playing with guys that, you know, I knew in high school, so it's awesome to be a local guy that was able to stay local.
Did you go to any Bears games, you know, when you were in high school growing up? Did you go to any games?
I went to Bears games when I was little. Actually, a decent amount. My dad was in Greeley quite a bit, so we would go to Bears games pretty often.
So, I mean, for you, that's got to be cool. Like, you go to the games. Obviously, you're going during the day. For the first time at Nottingham Field, we're going to be out there at night, under the lights, man. And this is, you're going to be part of that group, the first ones to do it. That's got to be kind of special.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely special. It's awesome that we got this opportunity to, you know, be able to have lights. Feel super grateful that, you know, all the moving pieces came together and we were able to have lights. It's going to be super awesome. Play under the lights for the very first time here. I think it's going to be something very special, and I think we're, you know, going to have something very special this year to play under the lights.
Next Friday night against Weber State. We're saying next Friday night already, man. It's almost here, bro.
I know. Fall camp's almost over. I mean, it is basically over. We're in game prep now, so, you know, it's game time. There's students moving in right now. It's awesome.
Hey,
even this year.
Before I let you go, Dominic, what was last weekend like? You guys had your excursion. Coach Lamb big about this. What are your thoughts? Because I know some players are like, I've never done this kind of stuff before. This is weird. But were you one of the guys that liked it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love camping. Like, camping's awesome for me. We get to go up to that Boy Scout camp up there. It's super fun. There's fishing. There's, like, kayaks or canoes or whatever you want to call them at this little pond. We, you know, skinned a goat and ate it. Like, it was a really cool experience. And I think it's cool for a lot of guys that have never done that before to be able to experience it. And I love it. Like, there's some people that are kind of weirded out about it, but we're sleeping on cots and sleeping bags. We had hammocks up there. It was awesome. I loved it.
Something you can draw back to, too, when you're in the middle of the season and you're tired.
Absolutely.
And you can look back and say, remember when we skinned that goat, man? Yeah, like, that's going to get us through. No, I love it, too. And you guys do, like, a talent show kind of thing, too, like the position groups get together? What was the defensive lines?
So we made a skit about one of our days of practice. We came out a little bit late, and our coach got on us a little bit, and we were doing up downs, and it wasn't funny in the moment, but it was funny looking back on it, and it was a good time. We had a really good variety show this year. It was funny.
Variety, that's what it is. And Coach Lamb said everybody was like in on it this year, like more than ever before.
Absolutely.
From what you've experienced, you know, you've been with this team a while. I mean, talk to me just here briefly, just about the growth you've seen with this roster under Coach Lamb the last few years.
Oh yeah. So like I was the very first class that Coach Lamb ever recruited, and just to see the way that he's changed the culture and changed the way that, you know, like 95% of the team is just perfect. Like the culture has grown so much. He has built so much of this culture, and there's boys acting like grown men, and there's grown men acting like grown men. Like it is he's matured this entire roster so much. And it's been awesome to see, and it's been awesome to be a part of, and he's shaped me into what I am today, and I'm sure there's many people that can say that, too, on this team.
I had a chance to run into your defensive line coach, too, Coach Fernandez. Dude is awesome. He's just a great guy.
He's cool. He is cool.
Dominic, appreciate your time, my friend, and I look forward to catching you up and following you guys all season, man. It's going to be fun.
Thank you for the time. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Dominic Butts, defensive end for the UNC Bears. Mike, there's a different vibe. I mean, me going out to practice, I can't sit here and tell you, oh, this is going to be... But I'll tell you what, that offensive line is like the size of the Denver Broncos offensive line, Mike. I'm not kidding.
I mean, maybe they'll win more than I predicted.
They might go undefeated, Mike. They might never lose again.
They could go undefeated and win the championship every year.
They got a 305-pound dude. Levi Johnson's over 310 pounds. Colton Patterson's 300 pounds. Zion Suavo is 320 pounds. Montre Strickland, 340 pounds. Jack Zibel? We're going to get it right. We're going to have to because we're going to be talking to him a lot. 6'3", 330-pound center. That's a beefy boy. And Coach said he's one of the small ones. He's one of the small ones on the starting line. So note that. This offensive line is going to throw dudes around. Also, I think the defensive line is going to be ridiculous because they've been going against that group all offseason. 11:50 the time. We'll take a quick break here. Wrap up hour number one, top stories of the day. We'll talk about the Broncos dust up yesterday. Keep it here on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Your front row seat of training camp coverage starts tonight at 5 p.m. Preps Radio will be live with the University Bulldogs, brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.